If the outside world funds these startup investments, the situation can change rapidly and decisively. Consider first the benefits of investing in agriculture. Johan Rockström collected 4 types of yield data for 9 countries from smallholder farms, official data, research stations, and commercial, large-scale farms. The data show that the average yield of smallholder farmers is close to 0.5 tons per hectare. The official reports put the yields closer to 1 ton per hectare, roughly twice the observed yields. The crucial point is in the third block of data, the on-station yields, where demonstration plots are planted with best option technologies, notably with fertilizer and proper agronomic methods, for example, row planting, and small-scale water management. Indeed, on-station yields are often 10 times the observed yields on smallholder farms, with 5 tons or more per hectare. The commercial farmers do even better than that, though the data are limited. The package of inputs required for a 1-hectare farm might be roughly $200, while the added food yield is 1 to 2 tons, or even more, with a market value beyond $450. Fertilizer and high-yield seeds, therefore, have a spectacular rate of return. However, these results are not yet realized because smallholders lack their own cash to finance the inputs and are unable to obtain credits. The returns to investing in health are similarly dramatic. The huge burden of disease among the poorest of the poor results from a relatively small number of conditions, infectious diseases, nutritional deficiencies, and unsafe childbirth, resulting in both maternal and infant deaths. The infectious diseases include AIDS, TB, malaria, diarrheal disease, respiratory infection, vaccine-preventable diseases, measles, polio, tetanus, diphtheria, and helminths, worms. As with agriculture, a proven set of investments can dramatically slash the deaths and dramatically raise the well-being, energy levels, and productivity of the community. As just one illustration, consider the challenge of malaria. Malaria is the greatest killer of African children among the infectious diseases, contributing to up to 3 million deaths per year, most of them children, and up to 1 billion clinical cases of illness. Yet the disease is largely preventable and entirely treatable if the treatment is timely. Prevention depends on stopping the mosquito from biting, either through indoor spraying of insecticide or by using an insecticide-treated bed net. Treatment requires prompt attention after the onset of symptoms. Highly effective medicines, notably those based on the Chinese herbal extract artemisinin, can cure the disease, but only if the child is treated before life-threatening complications set in. That generally requires attention within the first few hours of fever. Communities know what to do to protect themselves from malaria: spraying, nets, medicines. But as with agriculture, they cannot afford the interventions. When help arrives, as it did from the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria, starting in 2003, and from the United States, starting in 2006, for the two islands of Zanzibar, Tanzania, the results can be spectacular. Beginning in 2003, Zanzibar started to introduce and make widely available a new generation of highly effective medicines. Starting in 2005, bed nets were distributed for free and in large numbers on the two islands. Then, in mid-2006, the bed net distribution was followed by a campaign to spray all households with an indoor insecticide called Icon, which lasts for 4 to 6 months before the need for respraying. Up until the campaign, beginning in 2003, malaria was a major killer and source of illness, accounting for around half of the deaths of children under 5 and around 40% of outpatient consultations in Zanzibar. The results of the control campaign have been spectacular, as shown by the data of the Abdallah Imzi Hospital, the main receiving hospital on the northern island of Pemba. During the first half of 2005, there were regularly more than 100 cases per month, including dozens of cases of children under age 5, the group most vulnerable to death. Mass bed net distribution commenced in the northern district on the island in October 2005, and was completed throughout the island during January 2006. The number of cases plummeted thereafter to around 20 during the first half of 2006, and roughly one half of the total was among young children. After spraying, the numbers of malaria cases fell again to single digits. The results are startling and heartening, but not unusual by the standards of malaria control. Tremendous results can be expected once the implementation of bold control programs are underway. Similarly, dramatic gains can be achieved through a boost in education and literacy, which can quickly open up opportunities for employment and exports in many new branches of industry, such as textiles and apparel, agricultural processing, and assembly operations. Large productivity returns to schooling have been verified over decades of studies. Infrastructure certainly plays the same transformative role. Industrial zones newly equipped with power, water, connectivity, and transport to ports enable the inflow of foreign investment. Infrastructure also makes possible new economic connections between currently isolated rural areas and urban markets.